You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Following the government's decision to halve the excise tax for tobacco products, lung and vaping research expert Kelly Burrows and her team have been investigating the effects of vaping on the body. She will be heading to Wellington to present her findings today on the effects on airflow, blood flow, and lung function. I spoke to Kelly Burrows from the University of Auckland on her findings to prevent a potential vape epidemic. So, to start off with, is vaping a proper substitute for tobacco?
So vaping has been shown to be a useful smoking cessation aid. It does contain nicotine, so it is a good product for people switching from smoking to vaping. But the problem is that we don't yet know what the long-term health effects are. So we actually can't say yet whether vaping is safer or what the relative harms are with vaping compared to smoking.
So what methods did you use to study the effects of vaping on the body?
So we have been looking at a few different things. The first thing that we wanted to look at was what's getting breathed in each time someone takes a puff from a vape. So we developed a vaping robot, or basically a device that we can attach an e-cigarette or a vape, and we can produce a sort of standard puff, and we can use the device to capture that aerosol. And then we can test that aerosol to see what chemicals are in there. So the main things that we found in there were a range of different flavouring chemicals alongside the other core ingredients, which are propylene glycol, vegetable glycerol and nicotine. But we also found heavy metals coming off the metal components in the device itself. So the other things that we can do with the vaping robot are grow some lung cells and put them in the device and have that vape aerosol run over the surface of the cells to simulate sort of what's happening inside your lungs. So those experiments are still ongoing, where we're trying to look at how the vape aerosol affects the cells. The other thing that we've done is use medical imaging. So we've taken pictures of people's lungs before and after they vape. What we've seen so far is that after just a few puffs, we don't really see any difference. But when we compare our young vaping cohort with a healthy non-vaping cohort, we can already see signs of airway changes, so increases in airway resistance, which is kind of similar to asthma-like symptoms. Final thing that we do is what really our expertise is, use computer models or computer simulations to try and link all this data together to really understand sort of where that aerosol is going and how that might affect how your lungs are working.
So what findings are you going to present to the members of Parliament?
So the Speaker Science Forum is really about bioengineering, but specifically around vaping. So first I'm going to talk about what we do at the Auckland Bioengineering Institute. And really one of the big things we do there is aiming to really work towards the future of medicine, which is making medicine more personalised. And one of the things we're working towards with the bigger picture is creating these digital twins. So these are digital or computer representation of your own body. And then when I move into vaping, I will be talking about the methods that we have applied to understand vaping, but also talk about the context of international research. So, you know, findings that have shown that vaping causes inflammation, and that's your body's normal response to breathing something that's not clean air. And the fact that a lot of studies are showing that there will be some harm from vaping. We just don't know how much that harm will be in the long term. So I think now's really a time to sort of strengthen or, you know, make the policy changes to make vapes less accessible. So I think the really concerning aspect, the number of young people who are vaping, and those are people who wouldn't necessarily have ever smoked or wouldn't have smoked cigarettes. So I think there is a place for vaping at the moment from what we know in terms of smoking cessation. But I think the big issue is young people or non-smokers who are starting to vape. And I think that's what needs to be cracked down on.
Are you going to Wellington today to present the findings?
Really exciting. So it's meant to just be about presenting the science. So, you know, not really presenting any opinions or anything. But one thing, you know, I guess there'll be some discussion times afterwards. And one thing I think is like, been a huge shame with the government is reversing those smoke-free legislation. I think that was, you know, the world-leading really thing that we were doing here by creating a smoke-free generation and including that nicotinization and reducing the number of cigarette retailers. I think that's a real shame that that's lost. And the other thing that came in a week ago was this, that they're planning to cut the excise tax for the heat-not-burn tobacco products to 50%, so basically encouraging or making cheaper these heated tobacco products. So these are products that they actually use tobacco, and it's heated so that you can inhale it. So the idea is that you don't have those sort of combustion or burning products, but the health effects of those are really unknown, and those products actually haven't been proven to be good smoking cessation devices. So hopefully we can sort of talk about some of those issues when I'm down there.
What is the potential vape-related epidemic?
So, yeah, that's a really good question. So we don't really know yet. I mean, there's been a couple of animal studies that have shown similar negative health effects from smoking. So one thing that is pretty well known now is the effect that vaping has on your blood vessels. So it can, when you vape over at least a few years, it can stiffen your blood vessels, and that is linked to increases in cardiovascular diseases, similar to smoking. In terms of the lung effects, one animal study has shown an increased risk of cancer, and that's not proven. Changes like emphysema, similar to smoking, but actually more recently studies are showing that the disease pathway for vaping might look a bit more like asthma. So getting that sort of wheeze, you know, the tightening of your airways and increased difficulty in breathing. But we don't know yet. You know, they've only been around 20 years, and it took at least 50 years for us really to understand the link between smoking and negative health effects.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see how it'll turn out.
Yeah, I think something, you know, there's definitely going to be harm. It's just a question of how big that harm is and what it is, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and one thing I think that the government should be doing is getting rid of nearly all of the flavourings. I think that's one thing that's really attractive to young people, and because they do taste really nice. And then properly getting rid of disposable vapes. You know, you can get them for as cheap as $5, and that has the equivalent nicotine of one or two packs of cigarettes. So it's a really cheap form of getting nicotine.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.